my American beauty. I'm sure gonna miss her while I'm away. American beauty, I keep suiting up so I can keep her safe. American beauty, bless American beauty.
ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News Democratic National Convention. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Chicago, the theme for day two is a bold vision for America's future. It comes after President Biden passed the generational baton to Kamala Harris last night. Former President Trump campaigning in Michigan today, weighing in on the convention so far.
I watched last night.
Donald Trump said he was amazed to see the first night's DNC programming.
Crime was great. The border was great. There wasn't a problem at all. No inflation, no nothing.
Standing in front of police officers in the small city of Howell, Michigan, Trump said a Harris administration would bring chaos, destruction, and death.
Levels of crime that you've never seen before.
Democrats point to statistics indicating violent crime has decreased during Joe Biden's presidency. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Harrison Walls hold a rally in Milwaukee tonight. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are the keynote speakers. This is ABC News. An independent commission released its final report surrounding the deadliest mass shooting in Maine's history.
The commission found shortcomings from the Army Reserve in failing to provide Robert Card care before last October's rampage, but also flagged local law enforcement, which Chair Dan Wathen said knew about Card's threatening and aggressive behavior and had probable cause to take him into protective custody under Maine's yellow flag law.
And to initiate a petition to confiscate any firearms he possessed or over which he had control.
The commission said Card is solely responsible for the rampage that left 18 dead. Brian Clark, ABC News.
13 others were injured in those shootings. New York's highest court has upheld a lower court's ruling that allows any registered voter to cast a ballot by mail, finding it did not violate the state's constitution, the court rejecting a Republican challenge to that law. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for a few clouds and cool conditions tonight. Fog is possible with a low of 49, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow with a high of 76, and dry and cool tomorrow night with a low of 48. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 72 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulutz. A teen lost his life in a tractor accident in Grant County. The sheriff's office received a call Friday afternoon around 3:25 regarding the accident at 8620 Irish Ridge Road, Cassville. The initial report was that a male had been trying to move a tree with a tractor and somehow the tractor ended up on top of him. When emergency personnel arrived at the scene, they found 17-year-old Race Landon, who resided at the address, deceased. The report shows Landon had been operating a Ford 8N tractor. It appeared as though he had been trying to pull a tree that had fallen into the driveway using a chain connected to both the tree and the rear of the tractor. While doing this, the front end of the tractor came up and the tractor went over backwards with Landon on it. The tractor came down on Landon, causing fatal injuries. A family member who was coming to the house discovered the accident and called 911. The young man who lost his life in a tractor accident Friday afternoon is Race Landon, 17, of Cassville. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez had a turn in the spotlight at the Democratic National Convention Monday evening. Rodriguez is a registered nurse with a background in the healthcare industry. She warned of a second term for Donald Trump.
Thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, insulin is capped at $35 a month for seniors. And they negotiated down the prices of 10 more life-saving drugs like Eliquis and Jardiance for Americans on Medicare. Now Trump is promising to terminate the Affordable Care Act, meddling in personal decisions between a woman and her doctor, and threatening to slash Medicare.
A motorcycle versus car crash resulted in critical injuries. At approximately 7:20 Saturday night, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash with serious injuries at the intersection of Highway 61 and County B. The initial investigation showed that Trevor A.H. King, 27, of Platteville, was traveling southbound on Highway 61 on his motorcycle in the township of Potosi. Paige K. Adams, 25, of Platteville, was riding as a passenger. At the same time, a vehicle driven by Jacob F. Marshall, 25, of Cuba City, was westbound on County B, approaching Highway 61. Marshall did not stop at the stop sign and failed to yield the right-of-way to the motorcycle. As a result, the motorcycle collided with the car, and King and Adams were ejected from the motorcycle. Both King and Adams sustained serious injuries. Trevor King was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Paige Adams was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Both King and Adams were later transferred to other hospitals and remain in critical condition. No injuries were reported by Marshall or his three passengers. A motorcycle versus truck crash resulted in serious injuries. Sunday afternoon around 4:35, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash on Highway 61 at the intersection with County B. The preliminary investigation shows that Cameron A. Schaefer, 22, of Dickeyville, was traveling on his motorcycle southbound on Highway 3561 in the township of Potosi. Jaden J. Noonan, 23, of Dickeyville, was riding as a passenger. As Cameron approached County Road B, a pickup truck driven by Gavin L. Fishnick, 17, of Barneveld, failed to yield from the stop sign. The motorcycle collided with the truck, and Schaefer and Noonan were ejected from the motorcycle and sustained serious injuries. Cameron Schaefer was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Jade Noonan was transported by Potosi EMS to Southwest Health. Both of them were later transferred to other hospitals and remain in critical condition. No injuries were reported by Gavin or his juvenile passenger. A three-vehicle crash resulted in multiple injuries and road closure. Yesterday afternoon around 4:10, the Richland County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of the crash on Highway 14 near Old Sextonville Drive with complete road blockage. The investigation revealed that a van operated by Braden Murray, 21, of Spring Green, was eastbound following a sedan operated by Catherine Brutus, 63, of Lone Rock, and her passenger Joan Gardner, 63, of Lone Rock. Brutus began slowing down for a vehicle that was turning when she was rear-ended by the van operated by Murray. Brutus's vehicle was then pushed into oncoming traffic. At the same time, a truck pulling a large trailer operated by Dennis Klingeman, 41 of Boaz, was westbound and attempted to swerve to avoid the crash. Klingeman's truck crashed into the front of Brutus's vehicle and caused the trailer to roll. Highway 14 was shut down by the Richland Center Fire Department. All patients were assessed and treated by EMS. As a result of the investigation, it was found that Braden Murray only had an instructional permit. He was cited for operating a motor vehicle without insurance, operating a motor vehicle without a valid license, and inattentive driving. August continues to be an exciting month for skygazers. The first of the year's four consecutive supermoons was last night. A supermoon is when its path crosses closer to Earth than a normal full moon. And last night there was a rare cosmic combination of a supermoon and blue moon. A blue moon is the second full moon in the same month. The next super blue moons are projected for January and March of 2037. Approximately one quarter of all full moons are supermoons, while a mere 3% of full moons are blue moons. Autumn Fest will take place this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at Blue River Village Park. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Autumn Fest is a big event for the Blue River Fire Department. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart on what the Autumn Fest revenue will be used for.
I know everybody's been talking about it in the radio programs with the Richland County upgrading their radio system. Grant County is also upgrading the radio system. So in the next year and a half, we'll end up buying new radios. That'll more than likely what most of our proceeds from Autumn Fest will go towards. The radio for the new truck was right around $4,000. And we've got four more trucks to put radios in. So it's quite a chunk of money we have to put out to be able to use the new system.
With last year's revenue, the fire department was able to purchase an upgraded fire truck.
So this truck's got a six-man cab, so we can haul one more person than we used to before. It actually holds 1,800 gallons of water. The other ones used to only hold 1,000. And the first fire call it was actually on, it made a big difference. I was actually running the pump, and I noticed it, that I was still had water left over when we had everything hooked to hydrant and everything was ready to go. It made a big difference just having that extra 800 gallons of water.
During the parade, special recognition will be given to a 100-year-old parade marshal and the return of an old Blue River fire truck.
So our parade theme this year is honoring our past, forging our future. And by honoring our past, our parade marshal this year is Bernie Cooey. He was a 1942 graduate from Blue River. And if everybody does the math there, that puts Bernie at 100 years old. And it just so happens last year we were able to procure our original fire truck, which is 100 years old. And just this May, the fire department was able to purchase a brand new truck. So now we have trucks that are 100 years apart. So we're honoring our past with our old truck that's 100 years old, forging it with our new truck that's 100 years newer. And Bernie's going to be our parade marshal for that.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers for the Wisconsin Rare Plant Monitoring Program, a community-based science program that gives plant enthusiasts an opportunity to conduct surveys for rare plants around the state. The information these volunteers collect is used to assess plant population trends during state and national conservation efforts. The volunteer program is Wisconsin's largest source of rare plant data. Since 2013, Rare Plant Monitoring Program volunteers have checked on the health and size of rare native plant populations in nearly every county in the state. In 2023 alone, more than 50 trained volunteers from around the state submitted 178 reports of rare plants, including 31 populations in areas of Wisconsin where they had not been documented before. Rare Plant Monitoring Program volunteers are trained in surveying techniques, including how to accurately estimate large plant populations, assess habitat conditions, and use GPS coordinates to locate and mark rare plant populations. Although formal plant identification training isn't required or included, successful volunteers often have previous experience. In-person training for the Rare Plant Monitoring Program will be offered Saturday, from 10:30 to 2:30 at the UW Arboretum Visitor Center in Madison. Volunteers interested in attending this training can sign up online. There is also a virtual training option available at all times through the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's volunteer training webpage. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Shea Bounds on ticket number 1614 and Jeff Oler on ticket number 2116.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday, August 30th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, August 30th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Fairby, 87, of Richland Center. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 7th at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, September 7th, from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday, September 27th, at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, September 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland, died Sunday at Upland Hills Hospital. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday, October 12th, from 11 to 3 at Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Carrie and Kelly Long had a son, Callahan Shane.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a beautiful, pleasant, partly sunny day we had today, with high temperatures below average, reaching those highs in the mid-70s, alongside a calm east wind. We had such a beautiful and cooler day today because of a high-pressure system that's actually sitting over Lake Superior right now and continuing to drop south throughout the state. As it does, this is only going to leave a few clouds in the sky tonight, allowing our temperatures to crash quite cool. You see, the thing is clouds act as blankets, right? The more there are, the warmer we stay overnight. The less there are, the cooler we get overnight. So as all of that heat is allowed to escape out into the atmosphere, lows are going to fall to the upper 40s. This means we could be starting our Wednesday off with patchy fog possible, and it's going to be quite crisp, where you might be grabbing a coat. A light one, of course, not the big Michelin Man winter one, but you get where I'm going, both tomorrow morning and Thursday morning have that potential to have a little bite and a little crisp to them, especially for this time of year. Otherwise, tomorrow, we have a nice, cool, and comfortable day once again. High temperatures, just a few degrees warmer, still hovering into those mid-70s under partly cloudy skies, and we stay dry and cool Wednesday night. For Thursday, we'll start to feel the warmth seeping back in as high temperatures flirt with about 80 degrees. It'll be partly sunny and very pleasant. Friday, we're going to unfortunately see some more clouds than sunshine, with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm creeping into the forecast as well, with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Everything changes into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, the heat and humidity spill in. Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, very warm and muggy. In fact, high temperatures will be in the mid-80s, and it'll probably be feeling more like the low 90s. Showers and storms are definitely possible in the afternoon and into the evening, and some showers and storms could be lingering into our Sunday morning as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 71 degrees after a daytime high of 72 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 78 degrees and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 97 degrees with a record low of 1960, a record low, I should say, of 39 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 892 with a low of 69. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:57. And sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:13. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.21, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Richland Center Church League softball game tonight is a championship game, so the final game of the season, possibly two, depending on who wins. And it will be the Church of the Nazarene taking on the Mission this evening. First pitch for that will be at 7. If Church of the Nazarene beats the Mission, then the same two teams will be playing after the game, the first game, depending on, like I say, if Church of the Nazarene wins or not. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 tonight. The pregame will start at around 6:45. The respected manager was gone, and the Cy Young Award winner was traded. The Brewers were finally expected to drop back to the pack after winning the division title five times in 6 years. Don't look now, but Milwaukee has the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball, 11 games over tonight's opponent, the St. Louis Cardinals, by 11 games. The loss of outfielder Christian Yelich isn't good, but the team has a 14-9 record since he was sidelined. Put it all together, and manager Pat Murphy has a good chance to be named National League Manager of the Year. And you can hear Game 1 of that three-game series tonight on WRCE, the broadcast of it. And that's WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:45, with the pregame starting at around 6:10. The St. Louis Cardinals have released veteran shortstop Brandon Crawford and reinstated infielder Matt Carpenter from the injured list. Crawford was a four-time Gold Glove winner and a three-time All-Star in 13 seasons with San Francisco Giants. He hit 169 with a homer and four RBIs in 80 plate appearances for the Cardinals this season. He last played on August 10th. This 37-year-old Crawford was signed as a free agent this offseason to back up rookie Mason Winn, who has been having a strong season as St. Louis's regular leadoff hitter. That meant fewer opportunities for Crawford.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Just 2 yards rushing in the first preseason game brought questions about running back A.J. Dillon's future with the team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur answered all of them with Sunday's game in Denver. LaFleur held his important players out, among them Dillon. He was one of 31 players who didn't take the field in the 27-2 loss. LombardiesAvenue.com reports that effectively guarantees the powerful backup place on Green Bay's 53-man roster. The Badgers volleyball team is expected to be one of the country's strongest units once again. The American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll ranks Wisconsin third behind defending national champion Texas and Big Ten conference favorite Nebraska. Last year's NCAA runner-up Marquette is also on the top 25 with another strong season. The Golden Eagles check in at 24th. Both Wisconsin squads will take on schedules filled with teams listed in the poll. The Badgers and Golden Eagles will meet September 17th at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers cornerback Ricardo Hallman is listed on the Associated Press's preseason All-American second team. Hallman tied for the National League lead with 7 interceptions last season and started all 13 games. He made the AP All-American third team following the season. Hallman and safety Hunter Waller are expected to lead a Badgers secondary that will be a strength of the defense. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell has a track record of developing 2 defensive backs to first-team All-American honors. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th, in Gays Mills.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to shop till you drop at its 2024 Rummage Romp this Saturday, August 24th from 7:30 a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. at the Richland Center Community Center. As in previous years, this year's Rummage Romp will feature lots of clean, quality items at amazing sale prices, with all proceeds from the sale going toward meeting the needs of animals taken in by OMHS. To learn more about this year's Rummage Romp, including how to donate items to the sale or to volunteer to work at it, check out the July OMHS newsletter or last week's edition of your local newspaper. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Wheat ended the Tuesday session higher, livestock futures sharply lower. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever with this Brownfield Commodity Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen today. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed, close to even. China and Mexico bought new crop soybeans on Tuesday, strengthening export demand. September soybeans closed a penny higher, 9.57 and a quarter. November new crop beans, even money, at 9.76. September bean meal 60 higher at 3.12.30, and September bean oil 24 points higher at 40.71. Corn struggled to extend Monday's gains. It didn't happen, ending a little lower. The crop is developing ahead of average. September corn down 3 at 375. December new crop corn down 2 1/4 at 398. Wheat was higher, testing resistance levels. Spring wheat harvest a little behind, 31% complete. The dollar was lower, adding support to the market. September wheat in Chicago 4 3/4 higher at 533. September Kansas City wheat 5 1/4 higher at 546. Live cattle were lower with weaker demand and external market pressure from the economy. No cash cattle trade has developed at this point, but asking prices noted in the South at 187. October live cattle 342 lower, 175.60. December down 327 at 175 and a dime. Lean hogs also traded lower, but not as steeply as cattle. Pork cutout values were slightly higher at midday. October lean hogs down 40, closing at 76.40. The December contract down 65 at 68 and a dime. Cash Livestock next.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
The direct cash cattle trade is still quiet. There are some bids on the table in Nebraska at 186 live. No takers. Asking prices in the South are as high as 187. Boxed beef cutout values closed lower. Choice down 47 cents at 315.08. Selects down 97 at 301.04. Estimated cattle slaughters 124,000. 2,000 more than last week, about the same as last year. The cash hog market was not established with National Direct Butchers, about 4,500 head, ranging from 81 to 85, with the five-day rolling average at 84.33. Pork values closed higher. The carcass cut out 45 higher at 97.54. Estimated hog slaughter 482,000. That is the same as last week. It is 7,000 more than a year ago. You can find us online. We're at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. EPA has released its much-anticipated final herbicide strategy. Jake Lee with the U.S. EPA says the final strategy gives growers more options on ways to minimize pesticide drift.
We're giving credit to a variety of mitigation measures that a grower might want to adopt, get to the amount of protections that the pesticide labels say they're going to need.
More news is next.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor. A true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
King member of the U.S. Senate Ag Committee says without investments in research and technology, American agriculture risks losing its advantage over the rest of the world. John Bozeman of Arkansas tells Brownfield,
in our framework that we laid out, I believe it was the same was true in the House framework, we actually doubled the spending for research.
He says agriculture continues to face labor challenges, and technology is part of the solution. And the president of Indiana Farm Bureau says the organization continues to work on several policy issues on behalf of its members. Randy Crone says he never thought Indiana would have to fight to keep water available for ag use.
Because of the Lake District here in Indiana in Boone County and not having water for industry, talking about moving it 40 or 50 miles in large quantities like 100 million gallons per day.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News headlines.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All-American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All-American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All-American. Our team has you covered, from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All-American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American!
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Soybean growers will start to see some return on their checkoff investment from a new product. A new PFAS-free and fluorine-free, biodegradable and much safer to use firefighting foam has been on the market for about 6 months. Chemist Dave Garley from Cross Plains Solutions discusses his work with the soybean checkoff to create the new fire foam. Next on today's Managing for Profit.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Chemist Dave Garley with Cross Plains Solutions led the team that developed a soybean-based firefighting foam that can replace older foams with forever chemicals like PFAS.
As a scientist, a chemist, there's an opportunity. Anytime I can see an opportunity to take rapidly renewable agricultural products, building blocks, I like to call them, polysaccharides are from your corn, the proteins from obviously soy, and the lipids or the vegetable oils or derivatives from the vegetables are all. So, yeah, I saw that as an opportunity. Been working in this field for about 30 years. And I have enough knowledge, and my team does, to take soy meal, not the oil, but the actual meal from the crush facility, and take advantage of the protein or the peptide sequence that's in it, and have a rheology associated with it that can go through the same equipment that the firemen use today, and then we can also use that to eradicate fires safely. So we had to align ourselves or partner ourselves with somebody that's experienced in that field. Fortunately, in my home backyard in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, we have Chippewa Valley Technical College Fire Safety Center. And that institution has been priceless to help us get to the place we are today, because as scientists, we make a formulation, we give it to the professionals. They run it through a battery of tests, and during those battery of tests, they give us the feedback. That iterative process has really allowed us to fast track the development of what we're referring to today as soy foam. And that soy foam is being launched since March.
When farmers come to talk to you about this, what are they asking you?
Well, first they're excited to know where their dollars are going. So they're here. A lot of them don't understand how the whole checkoff dollar system works. When they actually can see, touch, and hear the story about how those monies are being repurposed for good, it makes them feel good. Not only does it make them feel good, but it also gives them a sense of contribution because it's their product. So they're growing the beans, and it goes to a crush facility. There's a byproduct. They're taking out the liquid gold. And we know with all the biorenewable diesel plants coming online in North America, we have a huge problem. You know, what markets are we going to push this byproduct to keep the prices, the bean prices, and the farmers happy and healthy? So it's a big mission from all aspects. And we're just doing our small part to try to continue the mission of the United Soybean Board in the qualified state soybean boards like Wisconsin to find those markets to make demand for those products.
That's Dave Garley, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and the bounty of local goods at Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot in Richland Center on Seminary Street, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. They also are an all-food fresh flower market. This week they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, sweet corn, cucumbers, kohlrabi, melon, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. By the way, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Inquire at the information table. To use your senior vouchers, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept those. These vouchers are good only for fruits and vegetables. This week, they will have a representative at the market to distribute senior vouchers for those who still need them. She will be there from 1:30 until 3. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens. They're good for fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. New bags will be distributed for a sliding scale fee at $5. How do you know when you're ready to start the market? Listen for the bell. When you hear it ring, you'll know the market is open. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6, giving everyone the chance, a fair chance, to purchase what's at the market. We'll see you at the Farmers Market coming up on Wednesday in Richland Center between 1:30 and 6 o'clock. Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and More, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
It's Friday, getting to headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right? Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was all right.
Oklahoma breakdown, soon I've got you crying. Gonna
That was Toby Keith with Oklahoma Breakdown on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening. I'm Tim Thee, and I'll be here till 6:45. Yes, 6:45 this evening. That's because we'll be bringing you Church League softball action at that time. Our current temperature at 5:48 is 71 degrees, and it's cloudy outside, so kind of a dreary, cloudy day, but temperature-wise, it's not too bad at all, and looks for a few clouds and cool conditions tonight, but maybe some fog possible, and a low of 49. As I mentioned, we have Richland Center Church League softball action tonight. It's the championship game between the Mission and the Church of the Nazarene. First pitch for that contest will be at 7, and making the call for that game will be Mr. Filney and Henry Bray, and that'll be starting at around 6:45 for the pregame show. Also, other baseball action that we'll be bringing you is the Milwaukee Brewers will be in St. Louis for a three-game series as they take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals, remember, are 11 games behind Milwaukee, and that's the furthest, that's the closest a team is to Milwaukee. Actually, Milwaukee has the best games ahead record in the major leagues, by so dominating the division they are. And so the Brewers will be taking on the Cardinals tonight in game one of that three-game series. First pitch will be at 6:45, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame for that contest will be at around 6:10.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
WRCO 100.9.
I walk in a straight line. Ain't always the one the good time bugle bite. Every now and then I let out my inner rip. Play with fire, hold hands with the dip.
all walk in the line. I keep praying for the ringing of the telephone. I'm gonna hope these tears will bring you home. Why won't you please come home?
Report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's a homecoming tonight for two of the speakers, former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, on this second night of the convention. ABC's Catherine Fulton.